Let's read a little bit, and I'll share the thought God laid on our hearts, and we'll get out of the way. Go ahead and turn with us to the book of Mark in the 11th chapter. All right, we're going to start reading from the 22nd verse. It says, "And Jesus answering saith unto him, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." I want to read that verse again. "Whatsoever things ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive. If ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive your trespass. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespass." I want to read another set of verses because they really go together, and I don't want to miss this. In the book of 1 Corinthians in the 2nd chapter, in verse 7, it says, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit." Say that with me tonight. By his Spirit. "For the Spirit searcheth." Say search. "For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." Sometimes when we're seeking the will of God, we feel like that we've missed it because we don't feel it. Sometimes our emotions will deceive us into feeling we should go one way when God is trying to lead us another way. And I begin to seek God, because if there's one thing I want more than anything, it's to stay in the center of His will for my life. I have a lot of ideas and agendas that I try to do, but when God comes on the scene, He directs me exactly where He needs me, and He uses me exactly where He wants me, and He speaks the words that exactly that He wants to say through me. I don't have to fight against it. It's not something that's a hard thing, but when I embrace His presence, then all of a sudden my life begins to turn around in the direction that I needed to go to begin with. I had to just put that out there, because sometimes our own ideals will get in the way of what God would have in store. You see, one of the things that I helped my sister with, and when she was establishing her business, she came to me, you know, because everybody thinks if you work in IT that they can fix anything. So she came to me and said, "Jared, I'm putting my business out there, but I'm not going to be able to go very far on my own word of mouth. I need for people to have the ability from a computer to search for me and find me." How many of us have ever Googled something before in here? Google is a search engine. It is a way, so if you typed my name in there, chances are you would probably find me. And if you type 13th Street in, chances are it would show you the address. If you were looking for a Chinese restaurant to eat at, chances are it would show you the 6 places that were closest by to you. And that request that she gave me provoked a thought in me, and it helped me to realize that when I read the Word of God and when I seek Him, that there is a search engine going on, which is the Holy Ghost. It goes and searches and pulls back for me exactly what I need. None of the other junk, none of the search results that's on page 20, but it's exactly what I need when I pray and I desire it. God will speak it to me through the Holy Ghost and give me exactly what I need. You see, church, I'm searching for the right answer. But let me tell you, there is a Spirit that lives within you that God will speak to. As you seek God, those search results that the Holy Ghost goes, listen, it doesn't just skim the surface. It searches, the Word says, the deep
things of God. It goes forth into our future way beyond what we could ever search for during the week, and it sees ahead and gives back to us what will be useful in our lives. When I put my prayers before God, I can just feel the intercessory prayer beginning to break loose of what I thought I wanted, and God begins to speak to my spirit. There is a spirit, church, that will speak directly to you. There is a spirit that will speak to you. If you're looking for an answer, you have got to get in the spirit. If you're looking for an answer, you've got to get in the spirit. There is a way that we could go that our way. That is a way unto carnality. The root meaning of carnal is carn. Carn means meat. Meat refers to it as flesh. So when we go on our feelings, in what we want, in what we seek for, it is not the same thing that God would speak into your spirit. The best example that I could ever give is, Lord, where do you want me to preach? God, how do you want me to preach? Lord, what words do you want me to say? And I could pull all the notes in the world together, and I could think that I had my own word put together. But when I search through the Spirit, God shows me what is not only for me, but for the church too. There is a place that you can get in where the Spirit will speak to you. It's going to go against every carnality. They're going to look at you like you're crazy. But if they get in the Spirit, all of a sudden, they'll get a hold of it and eat exactly what they need. Many people are looking for an answer. They'll seek prophets for an answer. Or they'll come to church to hear the word for the answer. How is it that you ever think that the word of God comes and speaks to you unless the God spoke it into my spirit that I'm able to impart it unto your spirit? Everything that I give is not of my own. For if it was of me, it would have deceived you a long time ago. What is inside tonight is the Almighty Spirit of God. It'll cause you to do something crazy. It'll cause you to praise Him when everybody else says, I won't do it. When carnality tries to shut you down, let the Spirit of God come down in here and bring out what He has in store for you. When carnality, when people, when carn, flesh, try to stop you, know that your battle is not in this life and not against flesh and bone, but we're fighting a fight that is spiritual. I'm not coming in here with the intentions of my heart to beat anybody up, because I know that even if you came against me, that it's not even you that's doing it. And sometimes we get caught up in the carnality of life and not the spiritual aspects of what God shows us. If we realize just how much that God speaks to us, we'd never worry about anybody, but we'd worry about their spiritual well-being. And if I could leave something with you, I'm going to be gone for a little while. But the one thing I can tell you, no matter where you go, no matter what you're going through, let God speak to the depths of your spirit. And the word of God said, oh, whatsoever ye desire when ye pray, hallelujah, He would begin to show you, hallelujah, and lead you by the deep things of God. I've been looking for an answer for a long time. Lord, where is the house that I want to move into? God, is this the job you have for me? Is this the church you want for me? So many of us are in prayer with questions, but by how we feel, we miss the answer. When I finally let carnality be pushed to the side, I realize it does not matter where I lay my head or what job that I possess. No amount of money defines what God has put inside. No matter where He may lead me or where I go, there is a deeper walk to be had in this thing. There is a spirit that lives inside you. Oh, church, we can praise and praise and praise, but it'll be hard to praise if you're not praying, if you're not fulfilling the Spirit, man and woman that lives inside you. There is a relationship to be had with the Holy Ghost that when you put your search term out there that says, God, how will I get my companion saved? Or how will I see healing for them? Or how will I find the next step in life? There is a Spirit that is in you. I can't get that out of me tonight. There is a living being of the Holy Ghost, as you have been saved, that speaks to you, that will lead you, even when a preacher can't preach to you, even when you can't hear a song, it'll speak to you in your darkest hour. Can anybody give Him praise for times when God spoke to you? I remember one of the first times I was tempted to return unto drugs after He delivered me. I heard it as clear as I can hear myself talk right now. And I heard the Spirit say, this is not for you. Just as audible as you can hear my voice, I heard, this is not for you. We look for shout down services and lifting our hands and having a great time service. But if you just let God speak to you and get past how hurt you are and how you don't understand. I think how we don't understand is the number one hindrance to the children of God. There is a difference in having peace when we don't understand and the struggle for clarity. Now, I could spend weeks upon weeks wondering why God hasn't revealed unto me the place I want to move to. And I could bicker on that and miss all the times that God was showing me to seek Him. Seek Him first. Everything else will be added. And I could spend a lot of time on my job wondering why they keep treating me bad. Why they keep ridiculing me. Why they keep persecuting me. And you know what? That's just where the devil would have you to live. There is a hell to enter into where all they consume is themselves. All they do is gnashing of teeth. The weeping and consuming of each other. That's all that Satan wants us to do in here tonight. He wants us to eat each other alive. Look at all our faults and walk in carnality. And I'm telling you, if we're a carnal church, we'll never hear what God ever says. But if we be a spiritual church, it'll minister to us in unique and amazing ways. One of the most amazing ways that I believe that God has ever ministered to me was when I was digging a ditch. Yeah, with a shovel, you know. But I was in everyday life. Spoke to me. And never have I been more touched than to hear His voice. Just as I moved the dirt, He was showing me that He moves mine. And that if we're not too careful, we can get hard as dirt can. And be difficult to move as dirt can be. But I want to be topsoil for God. I want to be so brittle that He can just break me, shape me, make me what He wants me to be. When we're broken before God, you are provoking the spiritual part of you. That is why we encourage people to be a humble people. That's why the Word of God says the meek shall inherit the earth. The broken before God shows that you are putting your carnality, your emotions, your lack of understanding behind you and it not ruling your life. The only way that we live as a spirit is when God will speak to you. It says, as we just read it, that the Spirit would reveal it unto you. That tells me that it's not going to sometimes be on the text of the page. And if you consider when this word was spoken, they didn't even have that text to go back to. There was people back in the Old Testament looking for a land that they didn't have. There were other people tilling the ground. There were other people building houses. And there was a group of people that God had ordained to have that land. And the only thing that they had, they didn't have the land. They didn't have any deed to that place. They didn't have any money. But what did they have? They had God's word that was spoken into their spirit and said, see this land, it shall be yours. I will give it to you. Hallelujah. You might not see the blessing just yet. You may not even feel the confirmation just yet. yet. But the one way that you will know sooner than later of where you should be and what you should do with it is when God will minister to your spirit and teach you through prayer. You know, if we really prayed, God would alter our desires. Because don't tell me that I'm the only one that's tried to force something on God. There's a lot of people out there that said they're already married and they said, I don't think this woman was for me. And I think this other person's for me. And they go out and do their own thing with somebody else instead of being faithful. There's some of us out there that feel like that we can bring secular things into our lifestyle because we think it's okay. But I'll tell you this much. When we live in secular lifestyles, hallelujah, the Spirit of God cannot speak to you. And all of a sudden, life begins to be too hard. And we're not having a desire to be in the house of God. We wonder why the pews are empty. They walk in carnality and not within their spirit. You are here tonight because the spirit part of you said, if I could just get to 13th Street, I know that I will feel a touch from the Holy Ghost. You didn't come here to hear me, but you're here tonight because there is a spirit that lives in you that will speak to you. The biggest battle that we face is not with each other, but it's carnality within ourselves. When we enable our emotions to make us angry, we are not letting the Spirit minister to our frustration. I got to read this. Book of Hebrews, chapter 11. I'll go ahead and start reading. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the what? The Word of God. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. When you look at my outfit tonight, this outfit did not just fall from the sky. This shirt began as a thought to somebody. They had a vision to put something to form. That vision became a drawing. And that drawing was put into machinery. And therefore, I wear the ideal of somebody that had something given to them. Music in itself was a thought that somebody had that God gave to them so that they were able to worship. Sometimes when we don't see the carnality, we don't see the car we want. We don't see the house we want. We don't see that person that we want to spend our life with. We don't see the next step just yet. We have to walk and be ministered unto our spirit through faith because we will not see it all the time. One of the first tests that you'll find when you're saved is to have a transition period where you begin to not always see it. Best example I can give there, when I first got saved and began to minister, I always had people, brother, oh man, that was such a good job. You just keep right on. You keep on testifying for the Lord, and God's going to do great things for you. If I had a dime for every time I heard that back then, I'd have a lot of money. But nowadays, when I begin to preach, I might have 20 people walk right by me. But deep down inside of my spirit, I still know and can feel the encouragement of the Holy Ghost. And I'm reminded when the devil tries to beat me up with carnality that that word was for somebody that needed more than your pat on the back. Because sometimes it's not about what you can get out of what you do, but it's about what somebody can get out of what you do. Sometimes it's just reciprocity. What you give for what you get. When you feel good in God, it's for you to give it to somebody. When God gives you a thought that can come to form in somebody else's spirit, and I feel like tonight that I'm speaking this unto somebody, it's just a thought right now, but it shall come to form. You're longing and looking for a place that you can go in God where nothing that is attacking you will win. And I'm speaking this unto you tonight. Depression will no longer hold you if you will let the Holy Ghost minister to you. Depression is a disease, and it's trying to attack even in this place. I'm not oblivious to that. If you pray at all, God will show you. And God's speaking to somebody's depression right now. You may not feel happiness yet, and you may not feel delivered yet, but let the ministering of the Holy Ghost bring you victory. And whatsoever you desire when you pray, woo! Sometimes I've not seen it, but man, I could sure feel it when God spoke it. We read in there and it says, believe and receive it, and then you'll have it. A lot of people miss this, especially when it's time for them to step into the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If we don't feel first, we do not believe that we've received it. But the one thing that you've got to learn to do through faith is to receive it before you ever have it. The one thing we've got to learn as a church to do today is to learn to receive it before we ever see it. I have to praise Him today for the house I'm moving into and receiving into my heart. And if it is God's will, He will minister to me and show me the way. You don't have to force anything. When you pray and you bring your desires before God, He will show you whether you're forcing it or whether it is for you. When you pray every day, God can show you if it's where you need to be, what you need to do, what you need to say, if it's for you to buy. Listen, we could be a whole lot more rich if we would seek God for the things that we buy, all the junk that we buy all the time. We'd have savings accounts that we'd be proud of if we would seek God for all the small things that we have around our lives. There's been some times I saw a Les Paul in the guitar shop and I thought, man, I'd really like to have that. But then the Spirit of God would minister to me and say, how much more could you take your money with if you would hold on to it? I didn't know we were going to go there. Just consider that sound financial advice. Verse 4, it says, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found. He heard it before death ever had to turn loose of him. He had to receive it from God before he ever took a next step. If you are ever to grow and take another step in God, you have got to come into church and go out every day of your life and receive it like you've already got it. I didn't know the job that I would have today would be in my doorstep, but I praised Him a long time ago like I already had it. So many of us are missing that next blessing because all that God requires of you, it's not to wait for it to pop around, but to just receive it, not unto your carnality, but unto your spirit. You want somebody to be healed. You've got to pray and receive into your spirit that it's already done. If you're looking for financial blessings, you've already got to believe and receive in your heart that the debt has already been paid. This is good stuff right here. You might have came looking for something else, but this is what God is speaking right now. We're looking for things, but if it is for you, God will put it in your spirit. And if you receive it by His Spirit, then ye shall have it. It's that easy. When you worship, when you pray, petition to God your desires. Pray to Him and let Him know what you're wanting. Because we could easily say, well, God knows. He knows. I don't even have to talk to Him about it. He already knows. But when you communicate your desire, that opens you up to the center of your will and breaks open an opportunity for God's Spirit to minister to you. If you can learn to receive something that you do not have yet, then you have finally passed the test of faith. There are people that are saved that have never passed the test of faith. They believe in Jesus. They believe there is a Spirit. But they have not given one single thing to God wholeheartedly and received it like they already had it. People will be praying, and I don't mean any harm by this, but we'll be praying and we'll drag it out so long when it's so easy. Believe in your heart that you have it. And being confirmed by the Spirit of God, you shall receive it.